Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob.
Morning.
How's it going?
It's going really well.
Right. That's good.
It's time for the IG Awards. I never know how to pronounce this properly. It's capital I, capital G.
The IG Awards?
IG Awards.
What are these?
It's based on the Nobel thing, you know, the Nobel Prizes and all that.
Oh, this is the Ig Nobel Prize.
If you haven't heard of it before, it was created in 1991 by Mark Abrahams, editor of satirical science magazine. Didn't even know they had one. The Annals of Improbable Research.
Oh, that sounds great.
The idea was to highlight science that makes you laugh and makes you think. The idea is to recognise science that might seem a bit frivolous at first, but is properly carried out and relevant. So I thought about that and I thought, well, you know, that's pretty good.
Sounds exactly like your wheelhouse, I have to say, Rob.
I cane a lot of researchers and scientists because I think, what would you do that for? It's no benefit to me whatsoever. But I thought, you know what?
And that's how you measure the success of something.
Is it any benefit to me?
Yes. You know, like we talked about this before, when's the sun stop working? Who cares? We're not going to be here, are we?
Oh, right.
Do you know what I mean? It's no relevance.
That's one way to philosophise
the world. Yeah, but it's like a billion years away. It's not, anyway.
But what if they were like, it's going to be next week, Rob. You've got to sort yourself out.
Well, it's too late, isn't it? You know, what are we going to do? Anyway, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to take my time with things like that. But anyway, I looked at it further, and the name for the award is actually a wordplay on ignoble, which means inglorious, undeserving, unnoble, and without courage.
Aww.
And I thought, I'm getting a bit of mixed messages here.
Yeah, they're like, no, we're just highlighting these things that we think are great.
But yeah, also, on one hand, you're going, you know what, don't take the mickey, think about it, it might be good. On the other hand, they're going, they're idiots. So anyway, the prizes are normally presented by proper Nobel winners.
Oh, true.
So it's like pretty good. And I'd like to just share a few of the previous winners before I tell you about this year.
Oh, yes, please.
In 2002, Dr. Carl did a paper on why his belly button always blew. Now, these are proper kosher scientists and researchers. Do you know what I mean? They get paid for this.
I really like the idea that he was like, the people need to know.
Yeah. And we're not talking about citizen scientists sitting in their garage with a few beers thinking, I'm going to sort that out. So anyway, I've got two more examples from physics.
Okay.
For the physics prize. A physicist who measured the friction between a shoe and a banana peel. People swiffing over. And
Charlie Chaplin hours. That is important. I'd like to know that.
Yeah, but what's it going to do? Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Curiosity.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not curious. That's the trouble.
How many banana peels do you see lying around these days, though?
Only in comedy sketches, really.
Yeah. It's the same with
my mind.
The white dog poo thing. It's of a bygone era, you know? Mm. You don't see those around much anymore.
Sad.
Okay. Len Fisher of the University of Bristol calculated the best possible way to dunk a biscuit in tea.
Oh, see,
that's
that
a bit of you.
Feels
that does affect you.
You look stoked about that one.
Well, it's a bosh it in and out real quick.
Bish it, bosh it. Did it. Done.
All right, this is some of this year's winners. Now, this one, I wrote this. I found this one of the most interesting things ever. The medical prize went to Mariska Krett and Frederica Berhorens, who discovered evidence that shows when two new romantic partners meet for the first time and feel attraction, their heart rates synchronise.
Oh, that's quite lovely, isn't it?
Through their research, the team at the University in Netherlands set up blind dates in real social settings and measured their physiological reactions and found the heart rates of the pairs with real chemistry synchronised, and that people were able to decide whether to date their partner within 2 seconds of meeting each other.
Wow.
I mean, what a comp. You've got to make a complex decision like that quick.
Nah, I reckon that's true.
That sounds about human, doesn't it? You know, just jump into something head first.
Yay
not thinking about
or
it.
Nay.
I would just say make it a little bit longer because you could miss out.
You got to take your time with these things.
Yeah, no, exactly. So
you never know. You might be like, wow, they're really gorgeous, and then find out that they're like got some very strange beliefs.
Yeah. Right, history.
Like the wrong way to dunk a biscuit in a cup of tea.
Exactly. Right, history prize. I'm going to go through this one real quick. A paper was written by Peter de Smet and Nicholas Helmuth entitled The multidisciplinary approach to ritual enema scenes on ancient Maya pottery. We'll move on from that.
Wait, ritual enema scenes on Mayan pottery.
Ancient Mayan pottery, I'll have you know.
No recent Mayans.
No, they don't like that, don't they, anymore.
Crikey.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, we can move on from that one.
And this is the last one. This is the economics prize went to Alessandro Plucino and his mates, explaining mathematically why success most often goes not to the most talented people, but instead the luckiest.
Yeah, that sounds about bloody right.
So there you go.
I like that a lot.
Please check it out.
The Ig Prize.
There's so many of them that are just so ludicrously ridiculous. But
sounds
I like
a good way to spend the afternoon.
I like that heart thing. I think that's real quite cute.
Yeah, that is cute. I like the biscuit thing. I think that's a great piece of research.
Yeah.
Did you find out what the best dunking method was?
Well, I didn't want to know because it might be against my one. I just sort of kick off. We're going to have a biscuit
Happy in your own ways. Well, thank you.
I just went crumbs. Oh, no, I didn't.
Now, tell us the link between that and the Basement Jack's track.
Well, where's your head at? What are you thinking about, people? Where's your
head at? Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Spaceman Jacks with Where's Your Head At? We've had some good texts in about the biscuit dunking thing as well. Someone says it very much depends on the biscuit. A ginger nut, for example, needs a solid dunking.
Yep.
And if you think about it, like a chocolate thin, you only want to put that in for like literally half a second, otherwise it will fall apart in your cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope they tried with lots of different biscuits, because
otherwise... I'm going to have to I'll do a bit more research.
Thank you. Report back to us.
Yeah. You can't live on
without you. The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.